When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, happy Monday. Welcome back to another episode of Monday Mail Time here on the Paranormal Activity Podcast channel. These episodes are all about, well, you and your paranormal encounters. My name is Michelle, and each week I'll be dedicating an episode to you and your stories. If you've encountered anything paranormal, extraterrestrial, or unexplained, we want to hear from you. Oh, hello, male owl. Oh, thank you very much. Right on time. Here's a message from Noah on WhatsApp. I work for a certain taxi firm, naming no names, but it's a national firm for a hint. And I just had a passenger get in who does spiritual readings, and without a prompt, she's let me know that's what she does. And she proceeded to tell me in perfect descriptors about my wife, what she looks like, her sweet disposition, and her messaging me every night saying she misses me when I go to work. At first I thought, lucky guess, but didn't say nothing. Next, she asks me if my mum's side had lost anyone recently, an auntie or someone similar. This knocked me a bit, because my great auntie Mary had passed recently, and she told me she loved food and loved giving me food, and she makes apple pies. My head nearly fell off as she said Auntie Mary was my school dinner lady who had to measure my food out for medical reasons, and she used to make me dairy-free apple pie for those same reasons. Cab ride comes to a stop and she says, who's the boxer? An older gentleman, army man who loves the bones of you? Been gone a long time. He wants you to come to peace with it. He needs you to look after Joan for him. And he's okay. He's been watching you and your little boy, who he checks on now and again. I burst into tears. This man is my granddad, who I lost at 14 to pancreatic cancer. And I've never truly gotten over losing him. Joan is his wife, who is currently unwell due to possible dementia. And the little boy is my 2-year-old son, Noah, who I sometimes hear talking in bed when everyone else is downstairs. He suddenly started saying the name Tony, which I thought was him saying my name, but now understand the word he's saying before, it's only Grandad Tony. I know I said I wasn't a skeptic before, but I've just had my mind blown on the whole other spiritual level of belief. This has been one massively life-changing experience, and I'm so emotional, but also at peace thanks to this woman. My mind is made up completely. Hey Noah. Well, thanks for sharing. Your experience is deeply moving and really shows the impact that spiritual readings can have on individuals. It's remarkable how the medium was able to provide such specific and personal details about your loved ones, bringing comfort and closure in unexpected ways. The recognition of your granddad, Auntie Mary, and the connection to your son Noah's interactions really add layers of significance. And it's understandable that such an experience would evoke a range of emotions. Sometimes encounters like these challenge our preconceptions and open us to new dimensions of belief and understanding. I'm not surprised that you feel differently now. I've not had a reading done. I don't know why. I guess I've not been in the right time and place for it. I can understand your apprehensiveness towards the subject. Whilst often met with scepticism and controversy, spiritualist mediums hold a significant place in spiritual and religious practices worldwide. They provide a channel for believers to engage with the mysteries of life, death, and the afterlife. It would be good to open discussion on this and see if any other listeners have had readings done, what the readings have said even, and how close the readings have been to home. Do let us know, especially if, like Noah, you felt affected by it. Get in touch the usual way at contact@paranormalpod.co.uk or reach out via WhatsApp at 075 999 27537. It might be your story I read next week. As always, Yvette is back on Thursday with our main episode and again on Saturday for the bonus episode. I'll be back, same time, same place next week. I'll see you there. Have a fantastic rest of your week. And remember, things aren't always as they seem.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.